Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Twenty-five hours away from the field of 64 in March Madness, but the first four underway. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. It's Fantasy Sports Today here on the show. Can't wait to get into it all. We've got a lot of news in NFL free agency today. We'll preview the Philadelphia Phillies upcoming season in fantasy baseball. Most of you having your drafts this weekend or next weekend, so get ready for that as well. And Davis, naturally, in NFL free agency, maybe not the biggest moves being made in the NFL, but what's interesting is that it's not a quarterback carousel. It's like a running back carousel that feels like it's going to have a pretty big impact on our fantasy football drafts come this summer.
Yeah, honestly, probably these running back moves are going to have a bigger impact on who scores fantasy points in 2023 than, you know, Andy Dalton signing with the Carolina Panthers or Jameis Winston re-signing with the Saints or Jimmy Garoppolo signing with the Raiders. We got news this morning. The Cowboys are expected to release Ezekiel Elliott, using him as a post-June 1st cut. It's going to open up the backfield, obviously, for Tony Pollard. We got David Montgomery switching NFC North teams from the Chicago Bears to the Detroit Lions. Can't feel good about that, I think, if you are DeAndre Swift. And it's a really reasonable contract for David Montgomery as well. And there's still plenty of running backs who are left unsigned. So some of these teams that have a running back we like still are probably going to add somebody.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of big names over the next week or so, and we'll break them all down for you. But of course, we begin with the NCAA tournament, and Pitt is moving to the field of 64. They advanced last night. They're going to play Iowa State in the first round. Texas A&M Corpus Christi ends up winning, and they'll face, Alabama. They're going down, but great to see them get to this point. How about the Lions? They steal David Montgomery from their same division rival, Chicago Bears. What does that mean for Jamal Williams, by the way, with the Lions? I thought he had a pretty good year. The Cowboys, they've added Stephon Gilmore. They've re-signed Leighton Vander Esch. Dalton Schultz is another name that looks like it's going to be signed over the next day or two. And also, a couple of big hockey stories here, as Connor McDavid and Drassall become the second pair of teammates to have 100 points in back-to-back seasons, as Connor McDavid emerging as probably the best player in the National Hockey League with, of course, the Edmonton Oilers. But Rashad Penny, Davis, that was another name that came off the board yesterday. As I mentioned, running backs really seemingly, not financially in demand, but, you know, teams are kind of reshaping themselves. And I guess, does it come as a surprise that Miles Sanders tweeted out yesterday that his time in Philadelphia is done?
No, I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles, a very cap conscientious team, a team that's going to be, you know, pretty well ahead of the market in terms of determining what positions matter, what positions don't. I think we've seen with what they're doing with all their defensive players, the Philadelphia Eagles are saying the quiet part out loud that if you want to win a championship in 2023, you do it with really good offensive players. Obviously, it helps to have great defensive players, but as of right now, 8 of their 11 defensive starters are either unsigned, signed to a different team, or expected to be cut. We just got the reporting right as we headed onto the air that Darius Slay and the Eagles were unable to reach an agreement on a contract restructuring, so he is going to be cut. He is going to be added as a post-June 1st cut. So the Eagles are pretty much going to be rebuilding their entire defense on the fly. I would expect them to probably be pretty successful at that. I mean, for example, one of the guys they actually did give a contract extension to, James Bradberry, he was left for dead last offseason. You know, he'd been cut, had a really poor 2021 season, and the Eagles brought him in and got basically an all-pro caliber season out of him. Penny, pretty interesting. Obviously, we love him for fantasy anytime he's in the lineup. Now, he's not always in the lineup. That's sort of been the issue with him. Sure. He's a guy you can start, but he doesn't really fit the archetype of what we love in fantasy. You know, he's heading into his sixth year in the NFL. He's yet to have a season with 10 receptions. It feels insane that that's true, but it is. And Gainwell, Kenneth Gainwell will definitely serve that role for Philadelphia. You know, but I like it. I mean, I think it's a pretty good landing spot, but I don't expect Rashad Penny to be all that different than Miles Sanders. You know, so for those of you who were frustrated when you drafted Miles Sanders in 2021 and not in 2022, I would expect very similar patterns of usage between those two players.
Yeah, and obviously we'll wait to see where Austin Eckler ends up if he ends up leaving the Chargers. I mean, I guess, is there a chance that Zeke goes to the Chargers if Eckler is gone? I guess that's one piece of speculation that could happen. But my guess is wherever Zeke goes, it's probably his last ride, right? Like this, whoever he goes, it's a one-year deal and trying to make the best of it would be a guess, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like the end of David Johnson's career. You know, he went to the Texans. You know, it's like it's a Le'Veon Bell. He kind of bounced around. Remember, Le'Veon Bell was a Chief. Yeah. LeSean McCoy was a Bill and a Chief. And, you know, it's like these running backs where once they're done being good, they're especially Zeke because he's such a good pass blocker, some team is going to want him. But whatever team signs him, we're going to have been excited about the other running back they have. He's going to sign, and we're going to be like, oh, my gosh, not this again. Same, by the way, for Leonard Fournette, who's still a free agent. Same deal with him. He's out there. He is going to get signed. That's going to happen. And when it does, no one other than Leonard Fournette is going to be happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Zeke Elliott follows the footsteps of Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith. Maybe he goes to Arizona and finishes out his career there. That's what Emmitt did. We'll see if that's the – Emmitt was actually okay his first year with Arizona, but you don't want to take a look at the rest. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to dive into some of the moves that have already been made from a fantasy perspective. We'll have it for you. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
NFL free agency officially underway. The legal tampering period has ended. The signing period has now begun. Still a lot of free agents out there. Of course, we're waiting to see where the biggest chip of them all ends up. It's not free agency, sort of a trade with Aaron Rodgers. We thought we would have this yesterday, the day before, but the saga goes on here. But Davis Rodgers did request that the Jets make several moves in order to secure his services. At least they got one accomplished here, right? At wide receiver with Allen Lazard.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It seems insane. Allen Lazard, look, let's be honest. He's entering into his age 28 season. He has 2,200 career yards. He's never had over 800 yards in a season. A bunch of Packers fans on Twitter got mad at me yesterday for forgetting the touchdown in the divisional game against the Rams that the Packers ended up winning. To be honest, I guess I don't understand things in two directions. One, I don't understand why the Jets are clearly just giving in to all these demands of Aaron Rodgers, right? Not only did they sign Allen Lazard, it was reported they were interested in Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis as well. But also from Rodgers' perspective, if indeed he does plan on signing with the New York Jets, I don't really get why he wants to bring all these guys who, quite frankly, just helped him disappoint year after year. The Packers have not won the NFC Championship since 2010. That's 13 years. It's all around doesn't make any sense. Like, imagine putting Elijah Moore, who you just drafted in the second round, who was so good as a 21-year-old, on the bench so Allen Lazard can run block. I really don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, look, desperation, maybe that's the deal. I personally think that Davis, when you play in New York, because there's always competition, Knicks now and Nets, obviously in Brooklyn, and then you have that competition with the Yankees and Mets. I feel like the Jets see the Giants coming fast, man. And they're just like, hey, like we can't be the lovable losers again. And maybe this is why they're going through all this. I don't know. I'm with you. I can't figure it out. The other wide receiver, Rookie Wilson, man, he was really good last year for them too. I mean, I don't follow this. You would think he would want that personnel. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles are sort of chopping up the team, it feels like, a little bit. And so, you know, Howie Roseman sort of mixing back this new, meal for 2023. It's going to look different. And there are some people who feel that they shouldn't be the favorites in the NFC after some of the players that they're going to lose. Maybe that is the case. But they've always used several running backs, Davis. They're going to do that again. We know that. Gainwell, who you mentioned. Boston Scott has already re-upped with them as well, so he'll be in the mix. But Rashad Penny has signed on with the Eagles. And, I think you called it earlier. It's like when he's healthy, he's a very strong RB, back-end RB1. You're starting him every single week. When he's not, then, you know, Gainwell's still going to have some value and Boston Scott's still going to have some value. So how do you think this changes going from basically Sanders and now Penny being in the role, albeit without catching the ball like Sanders did?
I mean, I think probably the biggest difference between Miles Sanders and Penny is that Penny is certainly much more of a big play threat. You know, he's just going to be more explosive. Like Rashad Penny, when he's been out there, really has been one of the best pure rushers in the NFL. I mean, we saw it to start this last year in Seattle while Kenneth Walker was coming back from injury. He looked incredible. Now, Kenneth Walker also looked incredible when he got in there. You could also argue that Seattle never really threw to their running backs. You know, Russell Wilson, it was so strange to see Russell Wilson throwing to Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon in that first month in Denver before it all fell apart, because he never really did that in Seattle. So maybe there's room for Penny to grow as a pass catcher. My guess is that if Penny's ADP stays pretty reasonable, 6th, 7th, 8th round, he is probably going to emerge as a guy I really want to have. Now, is he in week 4 going to roll over on his ankle and I'm going to be like, what am I doing? You know, why did I spend all offseason drafting this guy? Certainly, there is that possibility. I mean, just on the Eagles, the NFC is so bad. All the good quarterbacks, it feels like all the good quarterbacks are in the AFC. Like Derek Carr is like the 5th best quarterback in the NFC now after coming over. So that is, I think that is a huge advantage for, I think that's a huge advantage for the Eagles. The Cowboys seem, I mean, the Cowboys firing Kellen Moore. I don't really know what the deal, it feels insane. So I think the Eagles might get worse. Like their baseline as a team might get a little bit worse, but I think they probably still win 12 games, even being a little bit worse because of who they're going to be playing against.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Maybe that's sort of the reasoning why all this is happening with the Eagles, is sort of looking within the division saying, can we still get to 10 wins, 11 wins and not have to worry about it? Could be the case. All right, now this one I did catch me by surprise, Davis. Now, people don't even remember that a few years ago, Darren Waller came out of absolute nowhere to be one of the elite tight ends in the NFL. Now, the Raiders were sort of up against it at the time. They had to decide, are we seeing what's legit? And if so, do we sign this guy long term or do we just decide, hey, let's sell high on the player? They chose the former, signed him long term. Davis, the second they gave him that money, and again, not Darren Waller's fault. Great guy, by the way, too. Boy, he did not perform. He was not on the field at all the last couple of years. I feel like the Giants are sort of, you know, buying low maybe here, but he is extremely hard to trust going into this fantasy football season, I think, personally. One of those players, Davis, where it's like if you had him the year before, are you willing to go down that road again because he frustrated you so much? And this is going on 2 years now. at the tight end position. He's very talented, no question about it. But I don't know. Like, I just don't know that we're going to see the Waller that we saw 3 years ago. I kind of feel like those days are done.
I think you're probably right. I mean, I would be pretty surprised if Darren Waller came in this season, 90 catches, 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, you know, like a Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce level season, because he basically was not healthy at all last year. Remember, he had that hamstring injury in training camp, and we thought, like, oh, it's not really an injury. He just wants to renegotiate and get a new contract, which he did. But it turns out he actually was hurt, started out the year not playing, came back, got hurt again, ended up playing. I think he came back in week 17. He only played 6 games last year, 11 games the year before. He was mostly fine when he was out there. You know, he wasn't, certainly was not the all-pro guy that he was in 2020. Sort of like this trade for both teams. You know, the Raiders, like, what's the point? They're the worst team, or I guess maybe they're the third best team in that division. They're not going to win a Super Bowl, so get off of his, like, Darren Waller's making a ton of money. And then for the Giants, I mean, you just gave Daniel Jones an absolute Brinks truck worth of money, so let's not go into the season having him throwing to Richie James, Isaiah Hodgins, and Darius Slayton. I believe Kenny Galladay is a post-June 1st designated cut, so I kind of like it for both teams. My guess is Waller's price tag, my guess is he's going to get pretty expensive in fantasy drafts, probably too expensive for my taste.
And then finally, Jacoby Myers also signs on with the Raiders, Davis. And, you know, naturally, I would think that this could help Davante Adams, but the guy doesn't need any help. He's a one-man show, Davis, and it doesn't even matter. I never thought that he would be as good as he was, Davante was, with the Raiders. But I suppose at some point teams have to put like 6 guys on him, and maybe that will help Myers next year.
Well, I mean, the thing that is so confusing about what the Raiders have done is that all 3 of their guys that they're paying significant money to at wide receiver are best out of the slot. You know, those years in Green Bay when Davante Adams seemed like no one could stop him, he was out of the slot. Renfro, slot only. Jacoby Myers in New England, slot only. Now, removing Waller from the equation, I think, helps a little bit, because then you would have had 4 guys who, like, all could only play out of the slot. But, Craig, the most surprising thing to me was I assumed Jacoby Myers was going to be viewed by the NFL as the top wide receiver in free agency. I think that's clearly not true. DJ Shark is going to get more money. Mecole Hardman is going to get more money. We'll see what happens with Schuster. He might even get more money than Myers did, but I can say pretty confidently I won't be drafting Jacoby Myers in the top 100 picks in fantasy.
Yeah, I don't think many will, but at least he got paid. That's the important thing for him. All right, we got to take a quick break here on Fantasy Sports Today. Guess who else got paid? Trey Turner this offseason, over $300 million. The Philadelphia Phillies just keep on spending. Is it enough in fantasy baseball to consider several players in the top 50 picks? Well, that's where they're being drafted. So we'll go through it coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Our team preview of the Philadelphia Phillies is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And we go from the Oakland Athletics to a really good team in fantasy for this season. Davis, it is the Philadelphia Phillies who this offseason decided to make Trey Turner one of the highest paid shortstops ever in the history of baseball. He is being taken number one overall in a lot of the NFBC drafts. His ADP is two, but you know he is being taken number one overall. And then you know the other story to this too is where to take Bryce Harper in fantasy baseball drafts, because obviously he's going to miss, it looks like, April, May, June, and even some of July. It looks like it could be that long coming off Tommy John surgery. And then when he does come back, he's DH only. That'll affect next year too. So, you know, there's some questions, I think, with the Phillies for sure going into the season, but make no mistake about it. If you're saying, give me a stacked lineup in fantasy baseball, this is one of the really good ones.
Yeah, they are. I mean, just look at these ADPs. Like, it's pretty unreal. Trey Turner goes so high. Schwarber, so good. Realmuto, obviously, so good at catcher, your buddy. Might be hard for you to take him in the second round, though. A little bit harder to take him in the second round than where his ADP has been in years past. Although, you know, for a team that is so good, projected to win so many games, such good World Series odds, you're a little concerned about the bottom of their order. You know, Bryson Stott, Brandon Marsh, Alec Bohm. Bohm is gone. Bohm is gone from being like, oh my gosh, such a bust, we got to send this guy back down to the minors, to like a more reasonable everyday third baseman. You know, it's not like he's become Josh Donaldson or anything like that, but certainly has improved. Now, they do have some guys on the bench that I think can alleviate some of these problems. You know, for example, their opening day DH is Derek Hall, who had 136 plate appearances at the age of 26 last year. He was, you know, mostly a below replacement level DH, but they have Josh Harrison, who's a good, you know, value middle infielder. And then Jake Cave, who I actually think is, you know, I mean, he's like a pretty reasonable fourth outfielder, a guy to give them some platoon options. But I Craig, doesn't it feel like they need to add a better DH corner outfielder than what they've got, a guy to sub in for Hall and Marsh? And I guess it's complicated by not knowing exactly when, you know, Bryce Harper is going to be back. That's the complicating factor. Like, you don't want to pay someone. JD Martinez, who actually we talked about the other day, we did the Dodgers last week. He feels like he would have been a better fit here, where it's like, yeah, if JD Martinez doesn't work out, we can just move on from him, but we want to give someone a one-year deal.
Right. And I think that part of it, and I guess that's the next pivot here, is to Davis wonder what of Nick Castellanos, because that's sort of the guy that they want to put at DH. And you see his ADP is still in the top 150, but that's banking on Davis' performance from 2 years ago. He had a really down year last year, and to be honest, somewhat shocking in that park, playing around all those other guys. Mega contract, but you can see in draft season a lot of people are buying in on him again.
Yeah, I mean, he was so bad last year relative to his baseline. So age 30 season, he goes from 34 home runs down to 13. And it's not even like he was missing time. You know, I guess maybe sort of similar to Cody Bellinger, where there's not a really obvious start and end point of like a specific injury to point to. His batting average was fine, I suppose, but his OBP went down. His strikeouts went way up. You know, just, I mean, a 389 slug for your theoretical, you know, corner outfielder, you know, 35 home runs. Like, it just is not going to get it done. And you're right, the market is buying in. I don't love this as a price, honestly, because even the absolute best Castellanos season, I don't know if that even comes with a batting average that really helps you, because that's one of the things you would say with a guy who's like, oh yeah, you know, he down year last year, but if I get 30 home runs, that'll really help me. But I mean, 30 home runs with a 237 batting average, it just doesn't feel great to me.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a look at these starting pitching. And again, they have the two players that are borderline SP1s, pretty much SP2s, I think, on every fantasy team. But you're very happy getting Nola as your SP2. You're extremely happy getting Zach Wheeler as your SP2. And both those guys are potential aces. So you start there. Taiwan Walker now comes over to the Phillies. He pitched great yesterday for Team Mexico. And you know, he's in a starting five on every fantasy team, I think. Ranger Suarez is another very interesting name, very high strikeout guy, Davis, but, you know, he's only going to go five innings usually in a game. And then you see their fifth starter here, Brady Falter. That was not the plan. The plan was their young prospect who, you know, a lot of people think is the number one pitching prospect in baseball, in Andrew Painter, but there's some serious concern, Davis, that he may miss the season. And I think he has a partial tear, if I'm not mistaken. I can't count on him at this point, but there was a lot of optimism. He was being drafted very high in the early part of the draft season.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not locked in. I'm not doing NFBC drafts every single day, but I'm loosely following it. And people were very excited about Painter, and you know, basically the news you never want to hear. Felt something in his arm, immediately removed from the game. Immediate, you know, IL stint. It's definitely not what you want. Honestly, all of these Phillies pitchers, though, I mean, not Falter, because he will probably be replaced pretty early on. You know, if it's not working out, they'll call someone up, they'll make a trade, they'll buy someone with cash. Because again, this is a team that has World Series aspirations, doesn't really have time to be playing around, especially with, you know, with the fact that Harper is not going to be available for at least the first 50% of the season. That would probably make them more aggressive, because, you know, it's like the Harper will be like a brand new addition for the team roughly around the trade deadline. Suarez, from a projections perspective, looks pretty interesting to me. He is, you know, projected for the lowest innings pitched of any of the guys starting. But if he did, you know, if he does add, you know, if he's going six innings instead of five innings, and if he is generating a lot of wins in those starts, like his strikeout percentages, his K per nine is one of the best in, you know, basically in the entire division. So you got to be kind of interested in him. My hot take would be I maybe slightly prefer Wheeler over Nola. I feel like Wheeler probably has more variability start to start, but his highs to me are a little bit higher. And I think like a 95th percentile Zach Wheeler season could be an NL Cy Young.
Yeah, it could be. And the thing with the Phillies is, Davis, is that when Dave Dombrowski came in, his first order of business was to stop this blowing saves game. You know, this is right. It happened with the Phillies for several years. But I think there's going to be a buy opportunity here. I don't know who the closer is going to be. I got no idea, Davis, but they got Sir Anthony Dominguez. They got Gregory Soto, who was the closer from Detroit. They got Craig Kimbrell. Of course, you know Kimbrell's past. He saved games. I mean, look, Dominguez is probably the best guy of all of them. But to say that any of these three couldn't end up leading in saves, I think there's a nice cheap buy opportunity on all of these guys, and Soto included. Soto was an all-star with Detroit.
I mean, this is – so of all the teams we have done up until this point, just looking at the zips and the steamer projections, no team is a bigger mess in the bullpen in terms of figuring out who is going to generate the saves than the Phillies. Sir Anthony Dominguez, steamer has for 12 saves, Gregory Soto for 6, Craig Kimbrell for 10, Jose Alvarado for 6, and then Corey Knebel, who has been a super good, just regular reliever, but not as had shorter stints as like an actual closer, is sitting there in the bullpen as well. My guess, Dominguez probably gets the first crack at it, you would think, but just knowing that Craig Kimbrell has that experience, that Craig Kimbrell has been a closer, that is the role that he is in, that is why a team would sign him. He's done it for so long. He to me would probably be the one I would want to be leaving drafts with. Now, his ratios are probably not going to be great, right? He has really seen skill regression in the last four seasons, but it does just feel like once a guy like that gets a crack at the job, he is going to keep it until it becomes untenable for him to keep it. But you're right. That is one of the big, that was just one of the things about the Phillies for so long, was their bullpen was just so bad. They would be leading all these games and they would end up losing. It was like basically why they ended up firing their manager. They just could not figure out the bullpen situation.
Yeah, no, I think so. It's funny that you mentioned the two that you may be most interested in. I may be most interested in Gregory Soto on the back end. I don't know. I feel like Gregory Soto, I know he had a negative WAR last year, but, you know, to me, that's another guy that if they decide to play matchups and say, okay, when we're facing lefties in the ninth, Soto's going to be the guy. When it's righties, it's either Kimbrell or Dominguez. And you can pick up Soto for nothing in these fantasy drafts. I mean, you could pick up Soto almost for nothing even last year. They just didn't trust him a ton in Detroit. But Very compelling team, I think, going into the fantasy baseball season. And you think Harper ends up on any team of yours, Davis, before the season begins? Any?
It's just like, that's like such the opposite way that I like to draft these teams. Yeah. I would prefer, instead of taking Harper, you know, where he's going, I would prefer to take just a prospect, just any top 40-ish prospect who may or may not get called up, because I want to have a guy to drop. I mean, that is, it's hard in the NFBC actually to find guys you want to drop, because a lot of the times you can tell yourself a story about any baseball player helping you, but if a guy's just straight up not playing, but if you draft Bryce Harper, you are committing, right? All right, Bryce Harper gotta be getting zeros from him for 4 months. Like, that's a hard way to manage a fantasy baseball team.
It really is. I'm in the same boat as you. Is that if I knew a guy was only missing a couple of weeks, I think I would take a shot. But it's like, once I'm stuck with Harper, and then you know that by the time May rolls around, it's going to be like, oh no, I got these injuries, I got to cut somebody, and I'm not going to cut Harper because I'm already committed to him. So probably best, at least for me, to pass. But he'll definitely go in the top 200. I think this year in fantasy, somebody will take him. Maybe not top 200, 250, 300 for sure. All right, that's a look at the Phillies. Another preview on the show tomorrow here on Fantasy Sports Today, so make sure you tune in, but we got to take a quick time out. We got, coming up next, it is Fantasy or Reality, and then the Sports Grid 60. Also, don't forget our coverage of the NCAA tournament tomorrow right here at noon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Now, we tell you all the time to follow us on Twitter, but this is the, if you're ever going to do it, this is the week to do it, because we got March Madness starting. Let's start already, but let's be real. Starts tomorrow, 12 o'clock Eastern. All of the highlights, the buzzer beaters, the Cinderella stories. Do I have another cliche? I'll come up with one before the end of the show. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid TV. Going to be so much fun from noon all the way through midnight, live coverage right here at the tournament on Sports Grid. I would challenge anybody to do it better than us. We do a fantastic job there. All right, well, the only thing that could take away a little bit of luster from the NCAA tournament, I guess, for a short period of time, would be if Aaron Rodgers ends up making the decision, Davis. This is right down Brett Favre Alley, by the way. Like, we talked about this. I mean, it is going right down that street. Like, it is crazy. There's going to be, TV cameras camped out at his house, people with phones. What are you going to do? Got to get some resolution on this, man, so we can move on. I don't want this ruining the tournament. Got to make his decision today.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to go on McAfee later today. And my guess is not going to say anything. Not going to give us anything, because the reporting from this morning, our friend Adam Schefter, basically, in more words than this, basically made it sound like the Jets are saying, come on, dude, enough already. Like, we signed Alan Lazard, we're bringing in Randall Cobb and Mercedes Lewis. Like, you guys are going to owe Aaron Rodgers a bazillion dollars. His cap hit is $58.3 million this season, I believe. Like, we will take all the money. We'll eat it all. You guys will be able to get a fresh restart, sign whoever you want, have Jordan Love. And the Packers are on the phone saying, actually, you just signed Allen Lazard, Randall Cobb, and Mercedes Lewis, and you have Zach Wilson sitting there in your quarterback room who's being like, what about me? What am I? Am I chopped liver? So if you want Aaron Rodgers, you're going to eat all that money. You're taking all the dead cap, and you're going to give us 2 first-round picks. So basically, the compensation just has not been agreed to between these two teams. And you know what? I bet Aaron Rodgers is just eating it up, man. I bet he is just absolutely loving it. Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll move on to other topics, including another quarterback. It's time for some fantasy or reality. It's interesting that we bring up these quarterbacks on the show, and I read the questions, and I immediately think this is a fantasy. Oh, no way. And then I stop to think, Davis, it's the NFL, man. Like, you cannot find quarterbacks to play on your teams in the NFL. It is unbelievable how many shots these guys get to play in the league. I mean, Chad Henne, you know, played a game in the NFL this past season. Like, my gosh, like, this guy was relevant almost 15 years ago. So, Davis, Matt Ryan is the next one we're going to talk about. I think Matt Ryan, in the end, is going to get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He may not be a first ballot, he may not be a second ballot, but I do think when it's all said and done, his numbers are going to stack up amongst the best. But he did not look good at all last year with the Indianapolis Colts. And by the way, was probably not treated right with the Indianapolis Colts either. So, certainly a chance that he signs with somebody else. And let's ask about the chance of him playing a game in the NFL next season and starting. How about week one? Fantasy or reality? Matt Ryan signs with the team, starting quarterback, week one of the 2023 NFL season.
Yeah, I do think he probably will sign. I'm looking, okay, where would it make sense for him to be the week one starter? Arizona would be one, right? So they're not going to have a week one starting quarterback. The Falcons would be the funniest. Now, they just gave Taylor Heinicke a deal. They drafted Desmond Ridder last year. But they don't really have a quarterback, right? If Taylor Heinicke and Desmond Ridder are your quarterbacks, you don't really have a quarterback. I would have said Carolina would have made sense, but they just gave, you know, what Matt Ryan's contract would have been. They gave that to Andy Dalton. You know, maybe you could talk yourself into the Commanders, but most other teams now have their stopgap. And then obviously, you know, the Panthers are going to draft their rookie. The Texans are going to draft their rookie. And we'll see what happens to the third quarterback after that. So I think that it's, to me, week one, it would be the Commanders or it would be the Arizona Cardinals. But I've already earmarked Carson Wentz as the week one starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. I think that's probably what's going to happen there. So I got fantasy. I do think Matt Ryan will be on a team next year. I don't think he will retire. I think we'll have 1 year of Matt Ryan, you know, being Andy Dalton, basically. And Craig, I don't think he's going to make the Hall of Fame because his Super Bowl loss was so bad. The 28-3, it was so bad. I think that, and maybe, you know, bygones will be bygones. It'll be 10 years from now and people will forget, but 28-3, man, one of the most embarrassing losses in Super Bowl history.
It was. Yeah. I'm going to say reality. I'm going to go the other way here. I'm glad you outlined those teams. So, Washington, definitely a possibility. You mentioned Arizona, too. Well, what's the deal with Tennessee, by the way? Is Ryan Tannehill back with Tennessee this year?
No one knows what they're doing yet.
I'm gonna say he's the quarterback of the Titans. I'm going to say Matt Ryan is the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans week one NFL season. Tannehill ends up swapping spots, getting a better spot probably with one of the other two teams you mentioned. I don't know. Not enough discussion of what's going on with the Titans. Are they keeping Derrick Henry? Are they going to trade him? If they trade Derrick Henry and Tannehill is not the quarterback, get ready for a tank season for the Titans, I think, coming up this year. So, yeah, I got Ryan starting. Yeah, I got one more shot for Matt Ryan. I'm going to throw away that Indianapolis season. I don't know. It looked horrible. And by the way, Ryan did have a couple of huge games with the Colts last year, too. I don't think he's done. So I will say reality there. Now, I would have never thought that we would be talking about this, but it is boxing. And boxers, more than anyone else, retire and then unretire. But this is like George Foreman-esque. Like, this is getting to an age for Manny Pacquiao that the danger zone is definitely here. He retired a couple of years ago, did Pacquiao, I believe 2021. He's 44 years old. I'm 49. Pacquiao is going to fight another welterweight fight. Remember all of his fights, of course, with Floyd Mayweather. Everyone paid for them. The fights were all pretty much horrible. There was not a lot of boxing, just a lot of defending. But Pac-Man is back, Davis. Are you still interested in this? Fantasy reality, you're interested in seeing Manny Pacquiao fight again at the age of 44. Maybe he'll even be 45 by the time this fight goes off.
No. No, I'm definitely not. This is definitely a fantasy. I mean, this is the only time I'm ever going to be interested in boxing is when we get a Mayweather-McGregor type situation where one side is priced the wrong way by, you know, I don't know what that fight was off by, like 50% the odds that were being offered at most sports books at the time. Like, I just, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know why, boxing just, I want to say people under the age of 35, maybe extended a little bit older, boxing just not really big on social media, not big on TV. It's not really a cultural event. Like right now, I never remember which Paul brother is. The most famous boxer in the world is whichever one of the Paul brothers does it most often, you know, and that is a very sad reflection on a sport that used to be great and have cultural icons like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and whatnot. But yeah, I do not care, especially Pacquiao, who is like a very boring fighter to watch. Welterweight fights are not super great anyway, so I got fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, they could be great. There's been some unbelievable fights in the past that I have watched. And I grew up in the boxing era. I mean, the Mike Tyson boxing era was like no other, because not only was there Tyson, there was Evander Holyfield, and there was Riddick Bowe and Razor Ruddock and like all of these different, and Buster Douglas, and all these different fighters who were really good at the time, but challenging Tyson and then ended up losing. It reminds me of like the Tiger Woods era in golf. It's like it was Tiger and then everybody else trying to fight Tiger Woods. So I lived through that. It was a blast. I would say huge fantasy here for me. I'm with you. I think it's kind of sad. I used to love those late night, Saturday night fights with just the big boxing matches, and they just don't exist anymore. Of course, they're still on, and they still have some good ones on Friday night and occasionally a good one on Saturday too. But this one is absolutely not for me. And but kind of sad. I mean, Manny Pacquiao has made, I'd have to look it up, I'm going to guess hundreds of millions of dollars boxing. I'm going to guess if he played his money right, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars. So does he really need to do this? It just shows you that they got to keep going. Roy Jones did this. He had to get going as well. You know, come on, guys. You got to call it. At 44? Come on, man. Like, you've done everything that you can do. There's nothing left to do except for get hurt. So I don't want to see another Rocky 3 or Rocky 4. I got fantasy here. All right, Quentin Tarantino, new movie coming out here. Well, not coming out. This is years away. He's decided to make a new film. I think it's been a while, if I'm not mistaken, since he's had a new film. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood could be the last film I think that he made.
Correct.
This is going on years, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But he's had a lot of great films through the years, no question. I've seen them all, every single one. Let's get into it. Fantasy or reality? The new movie, by the way, is about a 1970s reporter, from what I understand. This is the new movie that's coming out. Fantasy or reality, though? Pulp Fiction is your favorite Quentin Tarantino film. And by the way, this new film is called The Movie Critic. Gonna film in the fall, won't be out till next year.
Man, it's hard to say. Honestly, you'd probably have to ask me, it would depend on the day. It would depend on my mood. I would say no, Inglourious Basterds is his best film. That is my favorite Quentin Tarantino film. It is the most artful. It has, it's the funniest. All of them are pretty funny in their own way, or have their own little moments of humor. But it's got Christoph Waltz is so good in that movie. Brad Pitt and his buddies. I mean, Brad Pitt is so good in that movie. But I mean, Pulp Fiction is. I also think it depends on your age, Craig. I think when you're like 18 and you see Pulp Fiction, you're like, this is the greatest piece of art that has ever been generated in human civilization. Nothing could possibly be better than this. But I got, I'll say right now it's my second favorite, and Inglourious Basterds is my first.
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds was unbelievable, but I was in college when Pulp Fiction came out, Davis. Imagine that. Imagine how many times.
I can't even. Yeah.
Imagine going to see that several times in the movies. Yes, I had the CD, the movie soundtrack. It was just a phenomenon at the time. So I got to go with Pulp Fiction number one. I got to say, very close second, along with Inglourious Basterds, is Django, man. Django Unchained was really so good, too. I feel like that one is super up there. Reservoir Dogs, too. That was before Pulp Fiction. Fantastic. And then The Hateful Eight, I think Davis fell a little short. I saw that in the movies. It was really long. It was still good, and I watched it on Netflix and stuff, but it was so long, hard to get through. And then a great comeback with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I think was better than The Hateful Eight. So The Hateful Eight kind of meshed in with some of those other stuff. So I'm going to say reality. I still have Pulp Fiction number one, but all of those others are in that tier of excellence for me that I mentioned there. So looking forward to the new movie, The Movie Critic, which is coming out, I guess it is 2024. All right, we got to take one final time out here on the show. Coming up next, it's the Sports Grid 60 and then the Early Line, and then I'm back with you for another edition of Newswire at 2:00 Eastern. Smarter to be on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. Make sure you check us out, of course, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. And we'll be back right after this on this Wednesday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got some good breaking news for you here at the end of the show. We'll let Davis handle it. It's time for the Sports Grid 60.
Former Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield has signed a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are tanking their way to the number one overall pick, I think, hopefully, for them in the 2023 season. I would say Kyle Trask versus Baker Mayfield, it's going to be a quarterback competition. I would expect Baker to win that. I think Baker probably is one of those guys who looks a little bit better at practice than he does under live fire in general. If you've been drafting, or if you're looking forward to drafting, Baker probably a better answer for Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Cade Otton, Rashad White than sort of the Jacoby Brissett rookie quarterback Andy Dalton tier of guys. Of course, everyone remembers that game-winning drive for the Los Angeles Rams at the very end, where Baker, you know, turned back that some of that Oklahoma magic on Thursday night after being on the team for only 36 hours he'd been with them at that point. So I Baker, always a guy I'm going to root for. You guys see the Oklahoma helmet behind me there. I wish him well. I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wish him as well, though.
Yeah, could be one of those situations. Let's see who he has to throw to in a week or two from now. All right, tonight, 7:00 Eastern, it is the biggest showdown in the World Baseball Classic as Puerto Rico will take on the Dominican Republic. The team that wins moves on to the quarterfinals, and the team that loses is out. They'll play this game tonight at Lone Depot Park. It is already completely sold out, and it will be the most expensive ticket ever in resale in the history of the park as well, which includes some concerts like Beyonce and Guns N' Roses and some others. Two very passionate fan bases, and only one will go home happy tonight. Very much forward to watching that one as well. All right, that'll do it for our show. Thanks again to our producers, our friends, of course, at LTN, our great graphics department. For my co-host, Davis Matic, I'm Craig Mish. I'm off the next couple of days, folks, but enjoy the show. Davis will be here with George, and I'll see you back here Monday morning at 11 a.m.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.